You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was reading this article, and it's because we were talking a few minutes ago about rent prices going up, the price of gasoline, all of that, blah, blah, blah. You know, are people still able, hopefully, to sock away some money? And what have you got saved? And it's funny because I was reading this article about what is the recommended savings you should have based on how old you are.
Okay.
So if you're like in your 20s, how much should you have saved? If you're in your 30s, how much? If you're in your 50s, yeah. If you're in your 60s,
it's always
blah,
fun
blah.
To read to see where you fall.
Yeah. I mean, you could be 20 something and you're wondering, you know, oh, I wonder if my parents have got enough. And you have to sit down and say, have you guys saved?
Have you been saving, Mom?
We thought what we would do, I'm going to tell you the numbers. Well, we thought what we'd do is open up the text line, and obviously you can remain anonymous. We would like a first name. So, but you don't have to do your last name. Just a first name. Tell us how old you are and how much money you have saved up.
Simple.
So here are the numbers. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Let's start with people in their 30s. People in their 30s, they say, right now should have 1 to 2 times their annual salary saved up. Okay. Now, if you're married, combine your salaries, and then it should be 1 to 2 times that.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get to Jeremy's age group.
Oof.
Americans in their 40s, you should have 3 to 4 times your annual salary. How are you doing with that?
I'm doing all right.
So you got that covered.
Funny thing, yesterday I hopped on to all of the accounts, the retirements, the 401ks, the list goes on and on. And I hadn't looked at them in about a month and a half.
Tom!
Bad, isn't it?
You know that picture of that Aston Martin you sent me yesterday?
That's right.
Could have paid cash for it.
I got to tell you where I saw that. Let me give a side note here.
Oh, my God.
A little sidebar.
Yeah.
I went to one of my favorite places to do some writing yesterday, and next to it, there is a dry cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm pretty sure that it was the owner of the dry cleaner, their car, his or her car.
He's doing all right then.
Yeah, and it's an Aston Martin, the DB5, I think, or something like that. It's probably $200,000 to $250,000 car. You want to look that up? Yeah, it's parked outside of the dry cleaner.
DB5 says it's a classic. That's a classic.
Okay, or maybe a DBS. I don't know. There's a variety.
It looks like the Vantage, maybe the Aston Martin Vantage.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, that one's that one's a measly $150,000.
Oh, okay.
So.
For when you're slumming it.
Yeah.
So I took pictures of it before I went into the little restaurant I was going in.
Sweet
I stopped and I
car.
Took some pictures and I said,
"Keep saving. Get that economy back on track."
Although I do need to share with you because I sent the same photos to my son. Okay. And my comment was, I need to sell more books.
Right.
That's what I said. And he wrote back, or get a smaller penis. You know what? I'm going to give him a ding.
Ding.
Long distance ding.
Yeah, so anyway, the economy sucks right now.
Yeah, so enough of that.
Bottom line. All right, how about the 50s?
If you're in your 50s, you should have 6 to 7 times your annual salary saved up.
Yeah, okay.
And then if once you turn 60, you should have 8 to 10 times your annual salary
that's
saved up.
Probably about right to be comfortable-ish.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I don't, you know, these, I'm wondering if, you know, with inflation, I'm wondering if these numbers obviously are going to, they have to.
Probably low, yeah.
So I'm wondering if this is making people, when they hear this, if they go, yeah, I'm doing all right, because you said you're doing all right.
Sure.
Or how many people are
savers,
like,
you know, I mean, you and I are the same. We save, so.
But then they went out and they asked people, how much have you saved?
This is where the fun starts, right?
Yeah. People in their 20s claim they have $16,000 saved up. I've been trying to drill this into the mind of my stepdaughter. you know, about putting money aside. I set up, when she turned 19, I set up an IRA for her, right? And, you know, I'm like, hey, every time you get paid anything,
you know,
X amount goes in there, and make it automatic so that you don't mess with it. And she keeps going in and shutting that off.
No.
I have her turn it back on, and then she says, but I needed the money because I have this. I'm like, no. So it's, we're really trying to learn that.
Evie wrote in on our text. She says, 12K in a Roth and 10K in savings. I'm only 18. I feel that's pretty good. I work a lot, LOL. Evie, yeah, 12K in a Roth, 10K in savings. So
that's great.
She's doing good. You're doing good.
At 18?
At 18, you're doing really good.
God, you know, I had nothing saved at 18. I mean, I was living paycheck to paycheck at 18.
Yeah.
It was bad. but right now, Americans in their 20s have 16,000. Americans in their 30s have an average of $45,000 that they have saved up total. Hmm. And I start looking ahead here to Americans in their 60s all the way up. It could be like the parents of some of our listeners. Hell, for the 18-year-old, it might be a grandparent. I don't know. $172,000. How long do you think $172,000 would last?
Not very long.
You know, $2,000 for rent. You're paying X amount for everything else. That can't last very long at all.
No, it seems like a large number, but yeah, it's amazing how fast you zip through that, especially if like you're in a house and you get nickeled and dimed, you know, just putting in a new furnace or AC, you'll get hit, or a roof or something. It's like you can zip through that pretty darn fast. Mm-hmm. Man, I hope this is kind of eye-opening for some people today to, if you can do it, start socking it up, especially if you're young. My goodness.
LJ texted us, said, 45 years old. Saved $20,000. Yeah, that's not...
ouch. He wrote ouch on it.
They put an ouch in there with it, too. Yeah, that's... about, according to the table, that's one-fifth what they should have saved by now.
Yeah. Tyler wrote in on Facebook, my wife and I just crossed the 1 million in cash milestone, and then the last year hit us. We're down to about 750K now. That's a big kick in the pee-pee ding-ding, as Jeremy would say. And that was from Tyler. Yep. And then Sophia says, I'm 56, have about 10K in savings. I'm going to have to work until they bury me. That's from Sophia. That's a big ouch on that one, too.
You can stay anonymous. Text us 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We don't mind success stories, too, if you want to brag.
Absolutely.
If you're 38 years old and you have saved up $2.5 million...
We want to know how you did it.
We want to know. Britt says, age 30, $15,000, and then adds, that's scary.
That's scary.
You know, and I wrote back and I said, your boys are providing some inspiration for you. And I think that sometimes people need an eye-opening moment to say, yeah, maybe I need to do a little better with my savings.
If you can right now. I know a lot of people going paycheck to paycheck just because everything costs so much, man. Ben, I'll give you one from Ben. He says, boys, I'm 35. I have $400,000 saved up. I've always been a saver. When my friends were out buying cool clothes and video games, I was busy investing. Good job, Ben. And then Tony. Tony says, I have about $800 to my name. I'm recently divorced, and boys, she seriously took everything. Well, Tony, you probably had it coming.
Shouldn't have been such a jerk. No, I'm kidding. Hey. April, along the lines of that, the one before that you had read, April says, I'm 34 and I have about $9,000 saved. It's really bad. I'm a spender and I know it. I'm hoping I have time to turn it around. But then she goes, my sister, who is 3 years older than me, so April's 34, her sister's 3 years older, has over $1 million saved. Mm. She has never been a spender or partier. And then she adds, I've laughed at her my whole life. And now she wins, and I look like an idiot.
Yeah, all right.
It's so difficult. Look, it's difficult when you're young because you feel like you've got a million years to take care of. I'll worry about that later. And so, I'll just tell you, my stepdaughter is a spender, and every penny she gets, she wants to spend. I finally had to have a talk with her last week. The number of packages that arrive at our house on a weekly basis with her name on them is insane.
That's crazy.
And I finally was like, that's it. no more. She goes, but this was only $3. I'm like,
but start add that up over 50 purchases, and next thing you know, that's a lot of money. I mean, I've already started talking to my 10-year-old, well, soon to be 11-year-old here, about all that. If he gets like birthday money or Christmas money, there's a certain percentage that he's got to take and put it into savings. And then the rest, you know, he can play with a little bit and get his Pokemon cards. But yeah, we're making him definitely save. Here's a couple more that came in on Facebook. Haley says, I'm 34 and have $90,000 saved up. Getting married soon and we'll combine savings. That'll bump us up to $190,000. Thank you, Haley. And then Ken. Here, Ken's the biggie so far. He said, I made some good investments when I was younger. $3 million in the bank. And he ended it by saying, buy property, buy property, buy property. Good for you, Ken.
Although, right now, I don't know. Are we at the high peak of property? I just don't know.
Depends on where you're buying it, I guess.
Yeah, you just don't know. So.